News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, Copper, I thought the Second Amendment was going to light up the phones. I'm really kind of shocked. Maybe though, they just feel so secure in my position that they're not willing to have
call it.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Anyway, I guarantee you there's somebody out there hearing this who's not pro-Second Amendment. Good luck calling me and talking about it. But nonetheless, you can try. 866-494-9866 if and you want to. Hey, listen, I got to tell you too, by the way, a little shameless plug here for our website, rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org is where you find out like everything about the show. All kinds of stuff. You want to see the bios for myself and Copper and Birdman. You want to see our podcast, which is like just about to hit epic levels, almost 50,000 downloads on the podcast. If you want to check out who our sponsors are, our direct sponsors, and see their logos and click on them and go to their websites, or see the things that Copper and I write that get published weekly. That's all on there. But the other thing that's on there, if you find yourself getting outside of what I call the overly broad range of our AM-FM capabilities here at WVNN, just know this, it does not matter. No matter where you are in the whole wide world, you go to the World Wide Web, and yeah, you just click on Listen Live at rightsideradio.org. It'll take you right to it. You can hear the show anywhere in the world. That's why we have listeners all over the place and some that call in from out of state. Those of you who download our podcast out in California, thank you. Welcome to the audience. Come on and visit sometime. For Jerome in Rome and Jeff in Indiana, for the folks up in Virginia and those down in Mississippi and down in Jacksonville, Florida that I all know listen to the show, thank you very much. We appreciate you more than you could possibly know. It is what makes this show so, you know, enjoyable. Copper and I could sit here and talk into a box, but that wouldn't do much good if nobody was listening to it. So the fact that we got you guys out there, it means something, and we really, really appreciate it. All right, so I've got a full show today. I think it's important that we keep track of who's running for office. I've got some more local candidates coming in over the next few days. I want to make sure you're hearing from as many as we can. And then on top of that, we've also got, the statewide races, the ones that are spending big bucks right now in their advertising. I mean, like, woo! Epic levels of advertising funds are being spent in this U.S. Senate race and the governor's race. Is it moving the needle for you? Well, apparently something's happening because in a minute, I'm going to hit number one of the triple dipper. I'm calling that whole section, run the numbers. Lord, you run the numbers. Well, they keep on running. I mean, it's like, okay, who's in charge this week? Who's in the lead? Who's vying for second? Here's my prediction, though. In the U.S. Senate race, there will be a runoff. I do not see anybody getting over 50%. There has never been a poll that said over 50% of the electorate is swinging to one particular candidate. At one point, Mo Brooks was in the 40s, and that's all changed. But nonetheless, we are looking at a runoff. So you're going to see May 24th, and then you're going to wind up seeing June. You're going to see a blitz from May 24th to June. We'll talk about running the numbers here in just a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world, one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, so first part of the Triple Dipper is, I'm calling it Run the Numbers. And coming up, by the way, at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, right after the news break, we'll have Mike Durant in studio with us. And then at 4 o'clock, Mo Brooks calling in. Now, please understand, I have invited all three of those candidates, those top candidates in the race, and the open invitation is still extended. And the other candidates, too. There's Lily Boddy, who I've never met or talked to, and some other what I would call, you know, kind of also-ran candidates in that race. But those top three, the prevailing wisdom is, unless they all three get on a bus at the same time and it goes off a cliff, one of those three is going to wind up being your U.S. senator. So, that being said, Mo Brooks and Mike Durant both agreed right away to come in on the show, and they're both be here on the same day. Katie Britt is just too busy. So that's just there. That is. Hey, listen. Running the numbers though, have you seen the polls? Like, how many of y'all saw the Kentucky Derby this past weekend? Charlene is from Louisville originally, so the Derby and Derby Day is a big deal up there. I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute. But before I do that, I've got a phone call on line. I can't even see the screen, Copper. Where am I at? Line four. Line four, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Mighty fine. Salutations to all of you.
Yes, sir. You too. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm sitting there thinking, and with our economy going how it is, I'm wondering which of all these candidates has experience in economics. Of course, I can't remember Contessa. I can't remember her last name from MSNBC. Asked Congressman Brooks.
Oh yeah,
did he have an economics degree? And that went down very badly for him.
Yes, it did.
When he did, with highest honors.
Yeah, from Duke. Yeah.
But I would like to. I would like to know what kind of experience all the candidates have in economics and how we're going to hold up over time. I just wanted to toss that out there, and y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's actually, I've got a series of some basic questions that I want to talk about, things that are currently in the news, and one of which is the economy with both Mo Brooks and Mike Durant. And yeah, I mean, to that end, Mo Brooks does have a degree with honors from Duke University in economics. And he's been up there dealing with budgets for a while. The flip side of that is, while I don't believe that Mike Durant's degree is in economics, he nonetheless has been a businessman dealing with how the economy impacts day-to-day living as a guy who owns a business and employs people. So both of them are going to have their own perspectives on how the economy fits, and I suspect they also have a shared perspective on certain things like the Trump tax cuts and massive government spending and that kind of thing. But we'll ask them. Great question. Thanks for the call. Okay, let's talk about some numbers. You ready for this? Most recently, what day is this? The 11th? Yeah, dated yesterday. New poll came out. Alabama Daily News, in conjunction with Gray Television, conducted a poll. And this particular poll on the U.S. Senate race, this one, I say this one because every single one of them is different. In fact, let me step back and say this. I started to mention the Kentucky Derby. I got sidetracked because I realized I had a caller. The Kentucky Derby. Copper, did you see it by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, I'm not the kind who sits around waiting for the next horse race to watch. But nonetheless, this one was super interesting because, you know, the lead changed several times. And then this horse named Rich Strike, who was like an 80-1 odds against, you know, not going to win the, but not even, they didn't expect him to be in win, place, or show status. Rich Strike came out of nowhere, like came up the fence rail, just like somebody had poked him with a hot stick.
Wow.
And literally began to pass. It was like something out of a movie. Began to pass other horses. It was like they were standing still. He came out of nowhere. I bet coming around the last turn into the final stretch, he probably passed 10 horses.
Wow.
Yes. And then came all the way in and won by at least half a body length. I mean, it was so, I sound like I'm into horse racing. I'm really not. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is I watched that and I thought, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a clear depiction of our U.S. Senate race. So that's where we are. The lead keeps changing, and you just, right now, you don't know who's going to be running up the fence rails and coming across, you know, by a nose at the very least, come the final count. Here's what we got. The latest poll came out. This one is from, like I said, Alabama Daily News in conjunction with Gray Television, conducted a poll. They surveyed 600 likely Republican voters, and from that, they then, you know, work their magic. They come up with what they call a 3.99% margin of error, which means that they could be plus or minus four if you get down to it. In this particular poll, dated this week, it was conducted last week and announced yesterday, Katie Britt is in the lead at 32%. Mo Brooks has surged back, and he is in second place at 22.5%. Mike Durant, just barely off of that, at 21.4%. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'll be honest with you. There are times when I believe polling is just like, it's basically voodoo, and it means, Copper's laughing, it means not much. I mean, I've joked more than once, if polls were always to be believed, I never would have been elected. However, I mean, for that matter, Trump would have never been elected. So you take it with a grain of salt. Allegedly, they sort of indicate the current state of the electorate. But this electorate has been changing, like, daily, it seems like. So let me give you some numbers. Katie Britt, apparently in this poll, 32%. In March, she was 28%. In August of last year, she was only 17%. Mo Brooks, he's at 22% now. Allegedly, he was only at 16, but last August, he was at 40. What the heck? Mike Durant, who wasn't in last August, got in the race after that. But this poll, he's at 21.4, but he was in the lead at 34.6 in the same polling just in March. Okay, really? I don't know. I mean, I look at this and I think, that's all very interesting. But if you get down to it, here's some other things that people who like to, you know, there are people who like to parse the numbers. Show me the fave on faves. Ooh, what else you got? What do the crosstabs say? I mean, there's people that like to sit down and make a science out of this. And sometimes they get paid big money for making a science out of this. You could tell somebody that they're down by three in the polls and they can say, yeah, but have you seen the crosstabs? All I got to do is win this demographic and that side of town and I'm in, man, because they've examined it from all these different angles. Okay. Well, this particular poll came out with what it's called, often called, the fave-unfave. That's the favorable versus unfavorable responses that people give as to each candidate. All right. Well, that's also a reflection of how much negative campaign ads have been running against your name. Right now, as we stand today, Katie Britt allegedly has a favorable of 50.7% and an unfavorable of 36. Okay, the rest are undecided or have no opinion. Mike Durant allegedly has a favorable of 45. That's pretty close. And an unfavorable of 37. So his unfaves are right on par with Katie Britt. Mo Brooks allegedly has a favorable of only 42%, but an unfavorable of 47. What that tends to show is your unfave is higher than your fave. That means not good things. I will also say this. Typically, the higher unfavorable rating is also reserved for the person whose name ID is higher. They've been around longer, and I can look at it right now and tell you that fewer people have a no opinion of this for Mo Brooks. That's because his name has been out there longer. He's run for statewide office before. He's been in politics longer. And so he's going to wind up having more people who have already formed an opinion as opposed to the other two candidates who have never been in office before. So there's that. I got a line five, JD from Huntsville. Hey, JD, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. I can't vote for Katie Britt. Here's the thing, and this may not ever come into play, but if it does, it's something that people in North Alabama need to think about. If Space Force is in at all in jeopardy of not coming here, who's going to be more able to make sure it stays here? Mo Brooks, who knows the system, has more respect in the House, would have more respect in Washington, or Katie Britt, who's been an aide to Shelby. I don't see her getting on a chair. I don't see her being a chair of any committees. I don't see her having any great respect that's going to really be able to make a difference in that thing. That may not happen, may not come into play, but I think people need to think about things like that.
All right, man. Fair enough. Appreciate you, JD. Thanks for calling in. On the Space Force thing, too, I will tell you, too, news broke just last night, released a press release by Senator Tuberville's office that the Air Force Inspector General's office has completed its review of the selection of Huntsville for Space Force headquarters and determined that there was nothing wrong with the selection. There was nothing at all subpar, that everybody was above board, and that there's no reason why the selection process should be considered tainted in any way, and that Huntsville apparently made the cut because Huntsville made the cut. I mean, you and I know that, right? We already do. I mean, this is the home of the Space and Rocket Center. This is the home of Marshall Space Flight Center. This is where NASA has been headquartered forever. We put people on the moon. Werner von Braun was here helping develop rocket engines. We've had the Hawk missile that was formed here. Developed here. We had any number. The Hellfire Project was in part founded here. I'm just telling you, right now this is Space Central. So why would you not put it here? I mean, if you want to put it in Cape Canaveral where they've had launch pads, I guess I get it. But if you remember, they may have launched from Cape Canaveral, but they still had to call down and say, Houston, we have a problem, which means that location next to the launch pad does not necessarily mean anything. I say put Space Force right here in Huntsville, and by God, we're going to do it. So JD's of the concern that Katie Britt couldn't keep that fight intact. I don't know. Your call, voters. But Mo Brooks has definitely been up there fighting that battle, and I think that that Mike Durant is also somebody with a military background and working in defense contracting who probably understands also how that works. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, so I'm back on the numbers when I get back from this break. Run the numbers, y'all. The numbers are wacky. I mean, look at it right now. It's like the Kentucky Derby. We don't know which horse is going to win. But one of those three, Katie Britt, Mo Brooks, Mike Durant, one of those three is going to be your next U.S. Senator. Run the numbers, but know the candidates. Top of the hour, Mike Durant in studio. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio, we will be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Coming up top of the hour, Mike Durant scheduled to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock. You'll also expect to hear Congressman Mo Brooks calling into the show. And so, yeah, we've got a full slate here. The goal at all times is for this show to give you what it takes to be able to go out and make some votes. And you're going to be able to hear from the candidates. You can't always catch them on the stump. I mean, you can't always find that place where you can go and shake their hand, but you can at the very least try to tune in to places like Right Side Radio and hear what they have to say and how they answer questions. And that means something, too, let me tell you. Or for the fact if they won't show up, that should mean something, too. Did I say that, Copper? I think I said that.
It needs to be said.
All right, so I mentioned the numbers. Right now, according to the latest poll, Katie Britt is polling ahead 32%, Mo Brooks 22.5%, Mike Durant 21.4%. What that basically means is, if this poll is to be believed, that Katie Britt has surged ahead, maintained a lead for a period of time, and that Mo Brooks and Mike Durant are within the margin of error of each other. And you know, capable each one of being number two. Number two ain't bad right now, because it's going to be the top two that go to a runoff, because we're not going to wind up not having a runoff. I can just tell you. Well, I can look back right now. Here's an article from March 30th. Just, I went ahead and reached back a little bit here, and even further after that. Reached back because I'm looking at the fact that CBS 42 was reporting another poll on March 30th. Just, what, 45 days ago? Durant leads the Alabama Senate race according to the new Emerson College Hill poll. Okay, well, this has changed then, right? It sure has. Because right now I'm saying we got 32 to Katie Britt, 22 to Mo Brooks, 21 to Mike Durant. 45 days ago, it was Mike Durant at 33%, Katie Britt at 23, and Brooks with just 12, which I never bought that. I mean, Brooks may have been in third place, but I never bought the 12%. That was just and it allegedly had a margin of error of only 3.7%, meaning that Durant and Britt were far and away outside of having to worry about anybody else. They were two of them going to runoff. Okay. Huh. Don't know how I feel about that one. Was it an outlier poll? I don't know, because I got another one right here. WBRC. WBRC, Channel 13 News down in Birmingham, had an article just a week prior to that other one, March 22nd. Durant leads Britt, with Brooks a distant third in an exclusive new Gray TV Alabama Daily News poll. All right, that's not the same one. That was just a week prior. A week prior to the one I told you a minute ago, Mike Durant in that poll was at 34%, Katie Britt at 28%, but Mo Brooks at 16%. So Mo Brooks was at 16%, even though they showed him at 11% within a week of that. It goes on and on. Now, I'll be honest with you, part of that's going to be the negative campaign ads. So the same story that I'm quoting to you right now, if you look at the money being spent on negative campaigning or, for that matter, positive campaigning, for instance, during that time frame, we saw $4.1 million in pro Mike Durant ads, TV and radio. $4.1 million. We saw $2.7 million in pro Katie Britt. We saw $599,000 pro Mo Brooks, TV and radio. That's a huge difference. What was basically happening there was Mike Durant was driving up his own name ID, and that's what he's supposed to do, driving up his own name ID, trying to get himself out there so people see who he is. He jumped in the race, $4 million spent to that point getting his name in front of the voters. Katie Britt, $2.7 million. Mo Brooks, $600,000 almost. But then if you look at it, the anti-Mo Brooks ads at that point, $2.4 million spent just on, at that point, anti-Mo Brooks ads. And his numbers had gone down. Well, lately, all the negative ads, and you can hear them on this station. They're by the way, I didn't sell them. They're just playing on the station because somebody bought the ad space. But you can hear a great deal right now of negative Durant ads. Katie Britt's doing all she can to push him back and to keep him out of her way. Well, I can look back a little further. February 3rd, two new polls came out that were competing with each other. Brooks held the lead over Britt and Durant. Yes, in a Club for Growth poll in February, just a month before the ones I showed you with him having 16%, Brooks was allegedly at 35, Durant at 30, Britt 25. But at the same time, we had another poll that came out that same week, allegedly done for the Britt campaign, showing her in the lead with 29, Brooks at 28, Durant at 23. It's a horse race, y'all. It's a Kentucky Derby with a surprise ending. Which horse is going to make it up the fence line and pass the pack? Good gosh almighty. All right, folks, coming back here at top of the hour, we're scheduled to have Mike Durant in studio. Hopefully he'll make it, and I'm looking forward to having a time with him. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.